AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at AM570LASports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Party clown.
Gong it out, Vic Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. We are your home of the world champion Dodgers. We just gave you the code words for the 3 o'clock hour. We will give you code words this hour and next, and then you will have to sleep on it. Get code words at 6 a.m., code words at 7 a.m., and then, if you are the correct caller when you hear Vin Scully say it's time for Dodger baseball, you'll win that six-pack of field-level tickets worth somewhere between $1,500 and $2,500. VIP parking, Dodgers-Padres, game one of the four-game series tomorrow.
Worth dying for in some respects, some might say.
Some would say. As Kim Padilla said, he had the time of his life. He won our last six-pack.
It's really nine steps that you must take.
Yes. Eight code words. Really, ten. Eight code words. You have to wait to hear the solicit, which is Vin Scully saying it's time for Dodger baseball.
It's
and
amazing.
Then you've got to use your telephone and be the first caller in to identify all eight code words.
Speaking of the telephone, Vic has had some big problems getting on with us for a week now. And this is the best text I've seen regarding the situation. It says, I can solve Vic's problem. Throw the iPhone in the LA River. Retire to the Golden Triangle and spend the rest of your day smoking opium. Done and done.
That is the overwhelming thing coming in.
We did talk to James Worthy in our first hour. This hour we have Justice with Sweet James, and we have a top story of the day. And Matt, we're making a triumphant return to two things that are familiar to our listeners. One is Scam is returning tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow.
Right? And that's part of the whole thing.
Sax and Cates in the AM.
That's part of the whole.
That's the, that's how you're getting your tickets tomorrow morning, because Dan Patrick out, Scam in.
Out. Oh.
Scam in, 6 to 9, and then you'll get Colin, and then you'll get Rogan and Rodney, and then you'll get Petros and Money.
Yeah, then it's
Colin
Fred,
talks enough.
Fred Rogan, Dave Smith, and then Rick Ballew.
Dan's busy talking about getting nominated for a sports Emmy.
Can't have
for an hour.
Too busy.
Big boss can't have it with Dodger Padres.
Gotta talk Dodgers Padres.
That's what happened.
And it's a slap in the face of the Danettes.
It is. Because they want to talk. They're getting their time about winning a sports Emmy.
We got something for you. Hey, Seton, look over at the hand. Here it is.
Ow! All right.
And skinny guy, McLovin.
Ow!
Yeah. And
Fritzy.
Yeah.
Gotta put that pole up.
And hey, get over here, Grayface.
Ow!
Yeah, you there too. You too, old man.
That's from Scam. Two of those from Steve Sachs. Two of those from Tim Cates. Sachs and Cates in the AM.
And then,
Scam.
And then when you're down on the ground, Michelle Mo comes over and gives you.
Ow!
Wear that, Dan. Congratulations on your Sports Emmy nomination. However, when the Padres are in town,
you're
and
out.
It's a big-time series, you guys are out. Scam is in tomorrow and Friday. Win your six-pack of field-level tickets and VIP parking tomorrow morning in the 8 a.m. hour. All the details, if you're confused, are at the AM 570 LA Sports Instagram page.
I love Scam, but I hope they don't overkill it. It's pretty special when it's the playoffs. What's the difference? Scam in May, April, Scam in July. I mean, Scam's a scam.
Maybe they're not good at manufacturing the energy during the regular season.
Ooh, well, what's your, you have a plan for tomorrow, Kate? Or are you just going to go out there with your puto in your hand?
Just going to go out there with my puto in my hand.
Taking calls?
Is this a rivalry or not?
Are you taking calls?
We'll take calls. We'll have some guests. Nomar's going to join us tomorrow. Dave Vasse is going to join us.
Okay.
So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Feels like you'll be able to handle it. Like, do you think you're going to have to manufacture energy?
No. No. On Friday, though, I am working on a game called Sax No Sax.
We will handle that.
I get it, because it sounds like sex.
Yes.
And what's the idea behind? I mean, it's a clever name. It's a double entendre, but what's the idea of it?
I'll give questions to listeners. Is this Steve Sachs or no Steve Sachs? Like, I was the 1982 Rookie of the Year in the National League. Sachs, no Sachs.
That game sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Don't do that, Kate.
You know what?
Sucks.
Why?
How about this?
That sucks.
Play a horn riff and have people call in and say, is it a sax?
No,
or something like, or maybe
See,
it's a trombone.
That's how you do it, Kate.
Sax or no sax. And then Sax would be like, you know, to me, that sounded a little bit like a bassoon. You know.
It's an oboe, not a sax.
Right.
That's what you do, Kate. It's French horn.
Woodwinds.
How about we get 10 code words and we spread them out and say it backwards.
No, it's nine.
Be
in different languages.
Listen.
This one says
just because we shot down your sax, no sax.
Yeah, don't get mad
just
at us.
Take the advice.
I'm trying to help you.
I'm still doing it.
Don't do it.
I'm doing it.
It sucks. Stats on Steve Sachs. It sucks, Kate. Come on,
it's
man.
It's not just stats. It's like clever things.
I missed the first baseman and people thought I had the yips. Sachs, no sack.
You know what?
Hey,
would
is
you
that
say
not
that
locked?
To his face, Petros?
What?
You wouldn't say that to his face, would you?
I'm trying to help you.
Oh.
We're trying to help you get. Look.
I've never even met
Textoso
Steve Sachs.
Guy's right. You're mailing it in. Sachs, no sacks. I was the Rookie of the Year in 1982.
That was just the first one off the top of my head.
The idea Kate's just shared might be worse than freaking Bigger Tiny.
No.
Wow,
no,
Kate.
No, no,
is
no.
Is he
no,
on
no.
Smoko 2 now?
No, no, no. Don't say that.
Ow.
Oh, that's a slap in the face.
Ow.
That's weird. That's what you get for sacks, no sacks.
This guy says your plan is just straight cocaine. Is that what it is? You just hit a line and whatever comes out?
How about this one? I made a cameo appearance in 1988 on the Love Boat. Sacks, no sacks.
Stupid.
Sacks.
Here's what you should. How about this, Kate?
Can't you just play like the intro to Baker Street and be like, hey, sacks, no sacks, right?
How about you just name different women that he might have or might not have had relations with?
Here's another one. I made an appearance on the hot seat with Wally George. Sacks, no
sacks. Oh, sacks.
Oh, yeah.
Sacks.
In game one of the 1988 World Series, I was the runner on second base when Kirk Gibson hit the home run off Dennis Eckersley.
No sacks.
Sacks or no sacks?
No sacks.
No
I'm
sacks.
Still protesting. You're not. I don't
See,
protest.
Petros is into this.
Oh, look at this. How about Kate's no Kate's? I have junk that looks like a Cinnabon.
All right. That's no Kate's.
Kate's no Kate's.
I'm still playing sax, no sax.
Cinnabon. Sax, no sax. Man, Kate's is in Doge Cuckoos already.
Yeah, right?
To the moon.
Margaritas. Yeah,
it was down 10% today, Kate. You better get to work, bitch.
Margaritas on the moon.
You better get to work.
Damn, it is down again.
Kate's, no Kate's.
Doge Day is gone. You got to start. Why not do what Petro said? That's clever.
What is that?
You play the different woodwinds. You play an alto sax, a tenor sax. You play a clarinet.
Yeah.
You play a bassoon.
And make the people
you
identify.
Play a flute. You play
That's how to get sax.
That's
though.
You play the trumpet. You play the.
That's how you do it.
And then they have to identify what the it's called sax, no sax. They have to identify what the instrument is. They don't just say sax or no sax. And then if they get it right, Ronnie plays that stupid porno sound.
Well, first of all, Matt, you have to realize that a trumpet is not a woodwind instrument. It's
idiot.
A brass instrument.
What an idiot! No, we're saying will you play
yeah,
the woodwind.
I never said it has to be a woodwind. I said it's either a sax or no sax, and
yeah,
you have
Ronnie.
To identify
oh, okay,
what
sorry.
Instrument it is.
I just heard woodwind and trumpet.
No,
and
you just
don't
identify
match.
Which
play
it is.
Play a woodwind, all right. You play all kinds of different yeah, stuff and freak people out.
Yeah, play
well,
a
don't
damn
interject
cymbal.
Yourself and be wrong and then be like, all right, all right, all right.
Very Pat O'Brien,
yeah, they're trying to run out.
All right, that's it.
I'll backpedal out of here.
All right, I'm out. Right, Kate?
That sounds way too hard.
No, Ronnie can play the sack. Play it, Ronnie, the one you always hit. The chick going.
This is really Fred Rogen-like, Kate. I'm ashamed of you. This is like
that's what you play when they get it wrong.
Oh, sorry, wrong.
This
wrong.
Is like Fred being like, I don't want to see the double in the Dodger game. I want to see the squirrel water skiing behind the tiny boat. This is the squirrel water skiing behind the boat. Sacks, no sacks.
I have the nacho guy tomorrow at 8:30.
There you go.
No, I don't. I'm just kidding.
You should have the person that worked in the souvenir store that brought out the sweatshirts. So.
So you chose blue and gray.
Did you think he was going to take the blue or the gray? And why didn't. So explain the confusion to me because you gave the gray, but then on the broadcast they said he had to pick. That'd be a great interview.
Oh. Take it easy on the crooked puzzo. Mine has a slight bend to the left. My girlfriend calls it getting hit with the left.
Then he takes off his pants. Here comes the southpaw.
The left hook.
It's good. There it is. There it
Thank
is, Ronnie.
You, Ronnie.
See, if they guess the instrument correctly, you play that.
Like a woodwind.
What?
Correctly. You give him the Howard Dean.
I'll think about it.
Yeah. There we go. That's great.
Then we're going to Washington.
Right?
All right. I got the word of the day.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
People love that.
Today's word is a number written out. 13. I'm not talking about the Big Star song, although that is a really good song.
Fantastic.
And the Elliott Smith cover is also fabulous. Cates?
Yeah.
Is it true? Is it true?
13.
That the Dodgers have 13 hits in the last four games?
This is true.
Oh, no.
How come we're not hitting the panic button on that?
Oh, no.
Because they're 14-4.
Yeah, but the bats are cansado.
Well, the pitching's been so good.
Yeah, but the bats...
1-0.
...are cansado.
Seager, slump. Betts, slump. Who carried him yesterday? Muncy?
Seager had the home run.
Oh, that's right.
That's a terrible, terrible thing, Matt.
It is.
Bullpen is a mess. And 13 hits in four games. The bats are officially cansado.
Maybe they were just resting, waiting for the Padres series.
Maybe they were sleepless in Seattle.
You know what? That's good fodder for a morning show.
Here's another text. Gates' junk is shaped like a sex.
Again, no cakes.
Gates, no cakes. My junk is shaped like a saxophone. Oh, you got to play Baker Street right there. Oh, just that sad cry.
You know, we used to do this thing on Kevin and Bean called What's Up Doc's Butt. And people would call in and just say random stuff, like one of those bear traps or a 79 El Camino. We could do what is Cates' junk shaped like and then just get calls and have people sharing random, like a Cinnabon, a Sax.
This is a great idea, Cates. These brainstorming ideas for your morning show tomorrow. Look at this one.
Okay.
I got a way to improve Sax, no Sax. Blindfold Cates listeners. Blindfold Cates. Listeners come in and alternate with Sax hitting Gates in the face. Gates then answers whether he thinks it's Sax or no Sax.
If we can allow visitors in, I'd do it, but we can't.
Ah, let's see. That hand felt a little small. I'm going to go no Sax. Ooh, that was a laugh.
I'll never look at a Cinnabon again. Number of the day, Matt.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
I stood on the roof and waved at a police chase. Gates.
This is true.
Number of the day is 1. I don't want to get too deep into my surfing explorations, but I do think this bears mentioning. No.
Oh, you come on, Matt. You do.
Was out there today, and I have never experienced this before. I've experienced, you know, kind of like the surfer-brained guy. Ah, that wave was so unreal kind of stuff, and you should have been here. The break was sick, and the point was right here. I've had that. Today was a first, and I think this is applicable to all activities, and I'm assuming you've experienced it playing football or we've seen it on the golf course. There was a guy, and he looked kind of like a bizarro, like if like the way Danny DeVito was described in Twins, like, hey, you know, Arnold was the genetic specimen.
Yeah, thanks
a lot.
And
you were the S.
You know my brother and I.
This guy looked like Dennis Quaid's S.
Okay.
He was like he's just kind of smallish.
Bizarro
bald
Quaid.
Head, Bizarro Quaid.
You know, the football team, unless you're at USC, Bizarro guy doesn't just show up randomly like the beach. You
right.
Know? I mean, usually you kind of have a pretty good expectation about even your opponent.
Certainly.
About who's going to be there. Not, you know, Bizarro.
Guy just rolls up.
Jim Thorpe doesn't just show up and start punting.
So this guy, he could surf. He was on a tiny little fish, 5 foot kind of surfboard.
A hot dog board?
Yeah, tearing up the wave. Really good. But he wasn't talking. There were about 5, 6 of us out there. He was not talking to any of us. He was talking to the wave the whole time.
Oh, he was one of those weirdos.
And would, oh yeah, baby. I see you coming.
I see you. Come on, get bigger.
There
get
used to be a guy that for me. Did that at the South Bay Gym on Western.
I could see that in the gym.
Doing curls.
Talking to it.
Yeah. Well, Antonio Banderas kind of thing.
He said, and it reminded me of that Eastbound and Down episode when Kenny Powers goes boogie board and he says,
you're all right.
I need to drop them. He got in a wave and I could hear him. He took the wave all the way to shore.
He said he was going to. Okay.
And I could hear him as the wave came to an end. I could hear him go, take that, bitch.
Wow.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
So he's kind of a weirdo.
Complete weirdo.
Well, a little bit
The whole time was talking. Oh, look at it. Here
was the guy, Duke in Predator?
Yes.
Past them trees. Go have me some fun. You know, I mean.
And he wouldn't talk to anybody. Other people were trying to talk to him like, hey, that was a nice left you had there. And he didn't say anything to him. He just stared straight ahead.
Now, in football movies, you get the players talking
to
themselves.
Latimer.
Yeah. In real life, I haven't seen so much of that. But.
Fast Times.
So there was like an Antonio Banderas out there yelling at the waves today.
I was badass crazy. Take that a bit. All right. And he just had a...
But he could.
He wanted to fight the ocean. He attacked the wave as though it was a fight. And okay, this wave's coming for me. I'm ready for you. I'm going to take the biggest punch you got and watch me punch back. I mean, it was crazy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my dad used to go out there and slap at the waves and scream.
Yeah.
But he was doing it more for the entertainment of the other surfers.
Which is fun.
And they would all be like, I was out there. Your dad was out there this morning. He's crazy, man. He's in a Speedo. You know, I mean.
You know, this dude was like, it was off. And we were all.
But we're not Barneys. Not in my family, Matt.
No. We were rock stars. Now, a bunch of wankers in class.
Kate's talked to his Cinnabon like that while he's whizzing.
Yeah. Hey, Curly Q. Let me see you.
You know who's in
Look
town?
At that straight street.
You know who's in town tonight? The Washington Nationals. The Curly Dove. You know where I'm going for dinner? Jack in the Box.
Come on, Kate. What?
This is the song of the day.
In the Middle is the title of our song of the day from a five-piece band from Detroit, Michigan called The High Strung. As the Petros and Money Show moves through the middle of the week with 3 hours of great sports talk. That'll see Clippers basketball return to the 570 frequency.
Rips.
Indeed, on a back-to-back. Live from Staples Center hosting the Memphis Grizz tonight. And our friend Adam Oslin, the Golden Mike Award-winning Adam Oslin, will be here for your Clippers Countdown show at 6.
My junk is shaped like the Fibonacci sequel.
Ah!
Kate's
Kate's golden ratio.
I never thought of a wave as having breasts to even have sex with.
Yeah.
Come on, here you go. Get big to baby.
Is he older than you?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say probably mid-50s.
And everybody thought he was crazy?
Yeah.
And it's the
Each one of us tried to engage him.
The first time he's shown up?
First time I'd ever seen him. It was, and the other guys that were out there were regulars.
Was it Burkhart?
Might have been.
Like a crazed older Burkhart?
Yeah.
Who's like humiliated since he tried to snake Rick Kane's board?
I make boards one way, Burkhart.
This board is a fast gun.
Hey, you came to me, pal.
One way is.
I mean, he was on a Burkhart board. He was good. He was
right way.
Just it was really strange.
When he got out of the sea, did you say, "Want to buy some pictures, Burkhart?"
Real cheap.
Burkhart cheats.
Take that, bitch.
Right on the cover of the Honolulu. What is it?
Herald.
No, there's a whole word for it. Post-dispatch or something. Damn it.
Picayune.
Star Advisor.
Damn it. How did you know that, Kate?
Google.
You batch. Well, if you guys know the bizarro Dennis Quaid character that talks to the waves, give us a call.
Yeah.
We got a lot of lifeguard network gear. We want to identify that.
First time in SEAL. Might be a Huntington guy. Who knows?
Want to make sure he can never get in the ocean again.
It was odd.
Listen. There's a lot of things you can do to the waves, but we're not going to have you at
those standards. We'll not have you insulted. Exactly. You will not treat a wave that way.
They're tweeting. They're on Facebook, Instagram. Interact with the show at am570lasports.com.
For you, our loyal listener.
Petros and Money continues now. Now.
You know, somebody has a theory about your crazy surfer.
Which is?
Go out to a local break that you're not known. Act like a psycho. Everybody leaves you alone. You get all the sweet waves.
Great point. Great point. Just act crazy. The old advice, hey, if you ever get into a fight, just act crazy. Maybe they'll leave you alone.
Look at him. He's crazy.
Right?
Why didn't you cut that guy
look
off?
Look at him. He's crazy.
With your sweeper. Well, I don't know. He looks crazy.
Yeah, I'm not going to mess with that guy. Freaking weirdo.
Guy's crazy as a fox.
Right? That's a great call.
We got a lot of beachgoers on
there. Yeah, I'd never seen them before.
A lot of beachgoers on the payroll on the textos. Yeah. AM570 LA Sports live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
A lot of crooked junkers on the textos.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of those. How do you know? How do you know the beach is... I just go out there and act crazy.
That's all I do.
That's how I get all the sweet waves.
I tee up those waves.
How do you keep those guys out of the lineup? I just act like a full-on psycho. I rub feces on my face and scream at everybody.
Awesome.
Dodgers Padres tomorrow. Scam will lead up to it. But it's time for the top story of the day now.
Top story of the day.
Well, they're about to lose again, P. The Padres have the bottom of the ninth. They are down by two to the Milwaukee Brewers right now as we speak. And coming into this one, they have dropped six of their last eight. This
Padres
will be
suck
seven
now.
Of their last nine. They suck.
They couldn't maintain that emotion. It's like Vasse said.
It's the danger. It was the danger of building up the series and then losing said series and trying to recover. They dropped two of the four to one of the worst teams in baseball in Pittsburgh prior to the Dodgers series. Then they dropped two of three to the Dodgers. There's a whole bunch of chest puffing. There's a whole bunch of bench clearing. There's a whole bunch of bitching and moaning.
Yeah.
Excuse making.
BS swing.
All of that. And now they're about to get swept by the Milwaukee Brewers. They were down 4-2 in the bottom of the ninth. And I bring it up because this is why you got to be careful. It's why you got to be careful about crowning a team from its offseason moves. And remember what was said, what Daniel Jeremiah, torturous texter that he is to Tim Cates. Hey, we don't even have Danilson Lamet back yet. Oh, they got him back today. How'd that go, Cates? He ain't even in there.
His arm fell off.
His arm fell off. His arm fell off last year.
He needs Tommy John.
And then his arm fell off again this year, and now he's done. And everybody, all the Padre faithful, like our dear friend Daniel Jeremiah, are saying, wow, that's why you go out and you get Musgrove, and you get Yu Darvish, and you get Blake Snell. Oh, Blake Snell. Remember Blake Snell and the need? Really, the only thing we knew about Blake Snell, I think from a national perspective, you want a Cy Young, but was,
I'm going to come back and get the Rona.
Yeah,
man.
He made that video about the Rona.
Of him playing Twitch, made the rounds about how he wasn't going to play baseball in 2020 because he don't want to get the Rona, not worth it, man. And then he went out and had a great game six in the World Series, got pulled early, Dodgers win the World Series, they come back. And he pens a 2,300-word essay to the Players' Tribune about being pulled early and not being able to compete and the empty feeling that goes along with that. You know what Blake Snell's doing since he's been traded to the Padres and they were the most celebrated team in the offseason for all their moves? He's made four starts. He's averaging less than four innings per start.
Oh, no, Matt!
Four starts, 15 innings.
Snellzilla beat Bauer, though, didn't he? Or they won that game.
They won that game. Bauer handed the bullpen a 2-0 lead, and the bully could not hold it. Blake Snell, four games started, 15 innings pitched. Guys, walked 10 people in 15 innings. Maybe next time don't do a 2,300-word essay on the Players' Tribune, just like Russell Wilson should not have trademarked and started his own MVP campaign with Let Russ Cook 8 games into the season.
I feel like more than ever, these athletes are putting the cart before the horse, Matt. You know, just kind of doing things before they have all the information.
It doesn't end well. Let the games play out. He's got a 15-inning and 4-start resume right now. And you're talking S about a hole that Trevor Bauer is digging on his landing spot and how that's messing with you or whatever. It's bad baseball. Let's go to hitting. Let's talk about the greatest player in baseball, exactly what Major League Baseball needed. Fernando Tatis. Guy's hitting 143. 143.
They seem like a very millennial team. They want everything without having earned it.
Exactly right. Now, do we like the rivalry? Of course we do. We love it. It's great. It's exciting. For God's sakes, we're so excited by it. We're making you listen for 8 code words and a sounder in order to win 6 tickets to the game tomorrow.
Second week in a row. But it does seem like the Padres are an embodiment of the Garfield cartoon's Nermal character. Just
good call.
Very annoying. People are really into it. Never really proven anything other than the fact that it's attractive. F you, Nermal.
What was the nickname that we gave besides the swaggiest team in baseball? What is the nickname that they like to give that lineup with Machado and Hosmer and Tatis and Grisham and Pham and all these guys?
The Catholic Hammer?
Slam Diego.
That's right. Sorry.
Welcome to Slam Diego.
Yeah.
Ready for this? This is just in the National League. They are 9th in runs, 9th, 8th in doubles. They are Slam Diego, which would suggest home runs. They are 10th in home runs. Oh. They are 9th in RBIs. Their batting average is 8th. And slugging percentage, which to me would suggest Slam Diego, out of 15 teams in the National League, their slugging percentage right now is 14th.
So
14th.
A lot of this talk about San Diego being so tough and so hard and so ready to rock and roll, the numbers don't bear that out. Now, they could, much like Lee Elia said in his words, get hotter than S.
They could.
And pull off, 10 straight victories.
I don't think it would surprise anyone.
Change a lot of those numbers.
Happened to the Nationals a couple years ago and route to a World Series championship.
They could start TFing all kinds of teams out there.
They could. But as it stands right now, all the hype, all the respect. KP going to TF this way. 14th. And by the way, if you're like, what are the Dodgers doing? Even with their slump, even with their 13 hits over their last 4 games or whatever, 13 hits, yeah, I think that's it, right? 13 hits over 4 games, they still have the second best slugging percentage in baseball, the second best on base plus the OPS, third best average. They have hit the 5th most home runs, and they have scored the 2nd most runs in all of baseball. They are performing. They are living up to expectations with their 14-4 record.
The Dodgers are, even though they have 13 hits in the last 4 games.
That's how dominant they have been. As we prepare for them to start this 4-game series against the Padres without Dinelson Lamet, who is going to be the hero. Wait till he comes back. He's got the Dodgers. Now he's out for the year. Fernando Tatis is being told he can't take a hand off the bat. And yeah, I think he's got a drive with his right hand.
And the other guy can't even swing like it's the big leagues. Pro Farm.
Exactly. That's a BS swing.
Bull-ass swing.
That's not a big league swing. You shut your F up, man. That's what's coming to town tomorrow. How exciting it was last week when the Dodgers went to San Diego. The series delivered. And we were so, I don't want to say it was confirmation bias, but we were so focused on this being the double middle finger to the East Coast. And I was saying, hey, support this. Embrace it. Dodgers, Padres. Say it's a rivalry. Tell those Red Sox, Yankees idiots they don't have it, man. This is the original for 2021.
If I'm in San Diego right now, I'm not a panic brother. I'm a no tranquilo hermano. I got no chill.
No chill.
I'm freaking out.
No, they're about to get tranquilo. Swept. They are 2 outs away from being swept by the Brewers to the tune of 13-3 in a 3-game series. For Slam freaking Diego.
They're Nermal.
Thanks a lot, Padres.
You guys are Nermal.
We held up our end of the bargain in Los Angeles. You were supposed to make it a West Coast 2021 MLB campaign. You're pooping the bed.
Opposite sides of the spectrum here, Matt. Does Matt know it's April? I think he's aware.
I'm aware.
He works the draft.
Oh, I'm aware. I'm well aware it's April.
And this one says, maybe they're Sham Diego.
Ha!
They're normal.
Exactly right.
They're all good looking. They show up at, like, once every 5 years and try to wreck Garfield and Odie's life. And I'm tired of it.
Tired of it.
Tired of you, normal.
Trying to build this up. We're trying to do 6 code words today and 2 tomorrow morning for a 6-pack of tickets. And they're going to get swept and lose 7 of their last 9 coming in cold. Come on. We're trying to build a rivalry. We're trying to make these tickets more on the $2,500 end of the spectrum than the $1,500 end of the spectrum, for God's sake.
And we had that guy on Monday who was freaking out about the Padres and said the city's aflame and all that.
Right.
Oh, and I got us a Padres guest for tomorrow, guys. Mud. The Padres, that's his nickname.
Is that right?
Mud. Like he's the Rex Huddler of the Padres, the color guy.
Oh, wonderful.
Mud.
Mud's coming on.
Mud.
Well, we'll throw this in his face. Thanks a lot, Mud.
It's Mark Grant. They call him Mud.
Hey, Mud.
He wants to come on tomorrow.
I know you're not out there taking hacks.
Yeah, tomorrow or Friday. Do you want to have Mud on?
Sure, tomorrow.
Oh, that's some good behind enemy lines.
Yeah,
isn't
let's
it?
Build an open behind enemy lines. Choo 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 choo.
They were voted by Awful Announcing the best announcing team out there. Those Padres guys. They play a lot of grab ass.
I like the grab ass.
They have a lot of fun.
Love the grab ass. It's a fun game.
When somebody hits a jack, Mud says uno dos adios.
That's good.
So how about that?
Cates, get on it. Mud.
You want him?
Cates, were you part of, did you hear any of that conversation?
I heard a little bit of it, yeah.
You think the Padres are not holding up their end of the bargain as far as the rivalry goes?
Not yet.
Is it too early to say they suck?
Yeah, it's a little too early.
How about that Lamet guy?
He sucks.
He gone.
He does not suck. He's hurt.
He's having Tommy John surgery. Should we get Tommy John on to talk about the surgery?
No!
How about Tatis hitting 143?
Keep 2 hands on the bat, Tatis.
Right?
2 hands on the bat, my man.
You can't hit with 2 hands on the bat.
Doing the same segment. All of Cates comes back in. We're like, Tatis, 2 hands on the bat, my man.
What are we doing here?
Oh, he's sure.
Yes, I was listening.
We're trying to give away all these code words and all these tickets and getting people to listen to 12 hours of radio.
Oh, wait.
Padres ain't helping us.
Here comes Matt. So did Matt just guarantee that the Dodgers are going to go 1-3 and get shut out twice by the Dads this weekend?
Probably. Maybe that's what we need. Maybe that's exactly what this rivalry needs. Huh?
You know what we need? Code words for this hour.
Right now?
Right now.
Code word is loco.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
What?
Code word is box score. Box score.
Box, box, box.
Box, box, box.
Give me
a box, box, box.
Box score.
You here?
Lewis, I think we're going to take this opportunity to have you back. Box, box, box. I'm not coming in. Box, 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 Lewis. Box, like, nope. Not doing it. Not going to do it. We have Valtteri just came in and who helps out tremendously. If you just box, Lewis. Box, box, box.
Subtle F1 inside jokes, yeah. Kids. Subtle F1 inside jokes and the massive.
Thanks a lot, Padres.
Massive disappointment of the pods.
Trying to do 6 code words today, 2 tomorrow.
Who's going
to
stay
a
up?
A sounder and a caller.
Who's going to stay up all night for code words if the Padres suck?
Right? Exactly. Guys, to start playing some ball and not get swept by the Brewers losing 7 of your last 9. Ooh, man on second, 2 out.
Catherine Zeta-Jones has held up her end of the bargain.
Damn,
but
right.
Look at Michael Douglas. He looks like crap.
Oh, no.
You got to hold it up.
Got to hold up your
keep
end
the
bargain.
Duo.
James Bergener.
You know, Matt's, you know, sharp as ever. I come in here, you know, looking like sloth, half concussed. You know, somebody's got to pull us through.
Great Padres.
All right, they're going to get swept by the Brews.
That's why the national broadcast is Braves-Yankees.
Oh.
Padres are trash.
That is a falafel.
It is a falafel.
Well done. But that is not an empanada. It's a samosa.
Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check, mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes?
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
Trust and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. Last segment gave you the 5th of 6 code words today. The 6th will come next segment. How about that? And then you're done for today. And then you got to listen tomorrow at 6 and 7 a.m. to get 2 more code words. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, you got to hear Vin Scully say it's time for Dr. Baseball. And by Dr. Baseball, I mean Dodger Baseball.
Oh, when Dr. Baseball shows up.
Kiss song.
Oh, awesome. Bauer leaves. He's like, forget it.
And then, if you're the correct caller, with all the code words, you will win a 6-pack of field-level tickets. NBA.
It's time for Sweet James.
The home of the Dodgers.
Baseball.
with an inside look at the Dodgers. This is the Vasse Report.
Yeah, that's weird.
Order in the court. Order in the court. It's time for justice with Sweet James.
There we go. Sorry, James.
It's all good.
800-500-5200.
It's all good.
500-5200. Got to get the sponsorship right. That's the first thing you can't mess up.
800-500-5200.
800-500-5200. What's cracking, Sweet James? How are you?
Again, I look forward to this time more than any time during the week.
Now, you've spent the week trying to get me into a CAT scan, which I don't appreciate.
No. I just wanted a neuro to evaluate you.
I'm with you, James. I've been pushing it.
I know.
I've been pushing it.
I made an appointment with a neurosurgeon.
I'm going to get to a neurologist. I've been talking to your wife.
Dana, that's all right to say her name.
No, I didn't want to.
I have an appointment on May 27th, though. So if I die before my appointment, can we sue the doctor? I hit my head, for those of you that don't know, I hit my head on a tree by an unruly pine tree in Palos Verdes. I wasn't looking at my phone, and I hit my head, and now it's been 12 days, James, and I can now locate the area on my head where the branch hit. I found a spot where it hurts.
Why are you reluctant to have a CAT scan or an MRI?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Maybe because I ran the rail for a long time.
The area where it hurts. Let's have it addressed. Number one, we can look at it. Either it's clear and we know, or we can have a treatment protocol. Either way, that brings peace of mind. You're in limbo now, man.
We need TP. Treatment protocol. Let's go. TP.
Come on.
TP Ponto.
Well, I also contacted a neurologist through my sister who says either I'm going to be okay or my brain is bleeding.
Exactly. So let's find out. Can we just find out what it is?
Which one are we rooting for, James?
Well, I'd
love Pete. I don't want anything to happen to
him. My appointment is a month from now.
I'm talking about
money. I'm working to get you in beforehand. My team's contacting Dana, and we're going to get you in beforehand. So
what are we looking at here, James? Come on. Give me a ballpark.
But I'm not nauseous.
Shh. Well, you be quiet.
Let's take a look.
This is public record. You be quiet about not being nauseous.
No.
What are we settling for,
okay,
James? We want to get this thing put to bed quick. What are we looking at?
We are not afraid of the truth. We have no medical assessment of what has happened.
I'm afraid of the truth.
I do. He starts crying uncontrollably in the breaks. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Well, that's not new.
It's been nearly 2 weeks, and you still have pain from where you hit the branch.
Well, I just now identified the area that I hit.
That's insane. That's even crazier.
Well, it was deep.
You know what I mean?
It was deep.
And there you go. That's what we
But
do.
Now it's now come to the surface like a zit. I feel fine now.
It's like a zit.
Isn't it? Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, the brain and zit are soft tissue. Yeah,
exactly right.
Same.
Call pimple popper.
Come on. Come on, P.
I know James is, like, this is really moving forward because he is not grabbing ass. I'm trying to grab ass here, and James is having none of it.
No.
Not a bit.
My boy here is hurting, so we need to make sure he gets fixed.
Well, that's one part of this. But I'm talking about the lawsuit, James. I'm talking about how much money we're talking about.
Matt thinks it's better if I die.
No, not die. I just think it's better if there's some sort of permanent damage. Like, maybe it's just a misshapen head.
Look,
like, hey, I'm going to go bald, and then I'm not going to be able to call games anymore because I got this huge dent in my head, and they won't put it on camera.
Well, I think there's a lot of weird-looking dudes calling. You've seen Kenny Albert.
He's weird-looking.
I mean, I think Kenny Albert can get on there.
Oh, man. No, look. As far as money goes, if I get you in the doctor tomorrow, so it's been 2 weeks.
Tomorrow,
you've been in pain.
See that?
And
that's
the
how this works.
And the doc just like gives you a magic pill, and you're perfectly fine. Well, that's 2 weeks of injury that I can put forward, and that's all the case is going to be worth. But if we sign out, it's going to take 6 months. That's a whole different number. So your treatment comes before the number.
Well, we can't sue Palos Verdes for a tree, can we?
Of course.
Watch me. It's not. Ah!
How can I live in that town?
Move.
Hey, man.
You're behind the first gate. We're going to get you behind that second gate.
You'll be fine.
You're in the VIP section.
second gate.
We're about to put you in the champagne room. All right? That's what we're doing here.
All right.
Nobody can touch you.
Well, I still have a headache. But
see, that concerns
me. It's getting better.
Three words. Lest. That's what we're talking about.
My wife doesn't like the east side of the hill, Matt. I tried to move there already.
Okay.
Well, this is upsetting.
Why?
Because I don't like walking around with feeling like my head's in a vice.
Exactly. Let's get you fixed. Let's get peace of mind.
What's going to fix it?
Money.
Let's have it evaluated.
Cash.
A doctor, look at this and tell us what's going to fix it.
Straight cash, homie. That's what's going to fix it.
Listen, you guys might be shocked, but I've been hitting the head a whole bunch of times.
Yeah, wearing a helmet
and
you were young. Come on.
Which is why you were not, that's why you stopped playing football.
That's right.
My client stopped playing football because he couldn't sustain a single more blow to the head. And
you're
what
right.
happens?
Look at
this. This tree hit him in the head.
Mm-hmm.
It was attacked by a tree.
Exactly right. That's going to be worth at least $700 to $800.
Now let's
we're going to go out with a, like a gold-plated chainsaw and cut that tree down.
No.
You and I. Do that thing.
Yeah.
No, we got to get hit like four more people to get smacked in the head so we can get class action.
I don't want to share
this
with
the wrong
anybody.
Way.
What if your poutza looks like a Cinnabon? What do you do there? I'm not even kidding.
Oh, man. I don't want to go
Did
there.
Did Kveller Talk write your jingle?
No. No, it'd be a lot harder.
Right? Be cool if they did.
Yeah. Next time. Let's do that. I'm talking to the boys tomorrow, so let's. I'll put it up there.
Play them your jingle and say, what would you guys do?
Can you guys just...
Exactly.
Toughen this up a little bit.
Man, everybody's got a jingle, James.
Yeah.
Not everybody's got a Kveller Talk jingle.
That's
right.
Nobody does.
Separate yourself.
I just got a text that said, your joke about this potential lawsuit has gone on so often. At some point, somebody from the city is going to reach out to you or Bergener. For real.
Hey. For real.
Hey,
we're not scared.
People from the city reached out to me for Matt's tickets. So,
right.
Yeah, that could happen.
And all that was a right turn on red that was BS, man.
Yep.
Entrapment.
Well, all right. I'll keep you posted here, James.
Oh, I'm on it, bro. I got you, man.
Well, thank you, James. Just so you guys know, you know, this is what Sweet James sounds like when he's on a case.
Exactly right. He ain't messing around.
He ain't doing a mess around. He's clearing all the meat off the Bonarino.
Right.
You give him a call at 800-500-5200. And he'll attack the tree that attacks you.
That's right.
All the way to the roots.
It doesn't matter that tree is stationary.
Right. If you've been attacked by an inanimate object, I am the lawyer for you. Sweet James. From James Bergener. And are you tired of running into trees?
Hi, I'm James Bergener. I've been practicing law in Southern California for 15 years. 800-500-5200. Sweet James.
Have you stumbled on a crack in the sidewalk?
More to come.
Thank you, James.
Love you, boys.